which they're playing with too. And you get into those situations where you want to try to sub, and it's really difficult to do it. So that's on us. We got to do a better job coaching that, not putting our guys in some of those situations, even though we're trying to get ourselves into the best situation, but we actually put ourselves in some poor situations.
Look at Romo's results now. Do you think it's going to take a little bit of time to implement everything you want with all this newness?
No, this is the finer thing. This is, you know, playing together. This is, you know, finding ways to finish. I mean, you find a way to finish, and you know, it's a completely different thing. And yeah, I mean, it's always about, you know, continuing to grow. And I'm not going to blame it on, well, we're, you know, this is the first year of the offense or this defense. No, the reality is we have enough talent to win, and we can play well enough to win. And I don't think that anything should hold us back. We just have got to find ways to do better jobs of putting our guys into situations where they can be successful. And so I'll put that on myself, and you know, we'll continue to grow.
Out of the ID,
Is it automatic that you go for two when you get to that point? Point
late in the
third quarter.
We didn't want to chase points there at the end of the third quarter, where there's some situations where maybe you would have gone for two, but I, you know, with as much time was left, and I thought the way we were playing, I said let's not chase points. We went for two on the one. It was 24-22. You know, maybe hindsight says don't. It just puts you in a situation where you don't end up down nine. But I think when you're going to be aggressive, when you're going to put yourself in those situations, momentum and energy, you know, I think going 24-24 changes the complexity and the energy of the game completely. I don't think missing the two-point conversion, it's not like they gained a lot of energy back. So that was kind of what wrestled in my head. You know, and I like the way we're playing. I don't know. I mean, I'd love to go take a good hard look at it. I think that, you know, they did a good job at twisting. They play hard. And I do think that we got into some situations. I know first half wise we did not run the ball maybe 30 yards, and I think Tanner had 28 of them or something like that. But we can't put ourselves in those situations where, you know, we can't play to our strengths a little bit better. So I look at it as a whole force. It's not just we didn't run the football offensively. We didn't, defense didn't play well enough to put us in some situations in the first half to allow our guys to be a little more methodical and pound the ball if we need to.
Slumberland Furniture in Avery today. Your home and furniture needs all for a low price. Northwest Connection Family Resource. Call them today at 800.
I've said it time and time again. He responds really well. And he handles that those situations. And those are tough ones. You know, those are difficult ones. They, you know, in the long run, I think they have turned into 14 points. But, you know, he continued to press. And I thought our offensive line guys, you know, obviously, after giving those two big ones up, I thought we did a lot better job with that.
Those are some of the thoughts from Luke Fickle as he met the media a few minutes ago. And Pullman, Washington tonight. The back is losing to Washington State.
Some professional service and a friendly atmosphere. Check out our selection of new and pre-owned vehicles at AmaryChevrolet.com or call us at 715-268-7676. That's 715-268-7676. Amory Chevrolet, where we treat people like people.
When it comes to hair and makeup artistry, there is only one salon that you need, Raven & Vaughn. Their stylists are passionate about their work and committed to giving you the best service possible. From precision cuts to perms, balayage to dimensional color service and more. Take advantage the Raven and Blonde stylists do it all. Didn't give book your appointment today at ravenandblonde.com. That's ravenandblonde.com. Raven and Blonde, where hair and makeup artistry meets exceptional service. 157 South First Street, Milwaukee.
With their students on the field after a loss on the road like this, and not able to get the retribution last year where you outgained them, you outproduced them on offense, and again, it was the cost of turnovers a year ago that did you in against this program. You had multiple chances to put a stranglehold on the game, right? And you were right there. You're as close to taking back full control of the game, and you had a couple of moments and gave them back. They made more plays than Washington State tonight, than Wisconsin. However, and I'm excited to hear what Tanner Mordecai has to say when we tap in with him, hopefully next, they left some plays out on the field, and they're clear enough to everybody watching, Tim, that once they play their best games, man, this is going to be a nice team. This is going to be a team that people and expectations, I think, are going to be able to live up to once they start being able to play.
It's interesting. You brought this up as we watched the game together tonight. First half, when they were down 24-9, you said when the second half started. Now you're going to see Phil Longos. You're going to see the air raid. Because you have to. And that's what they did. And Tanner Mordecai looked comfortable running that style. Because that's what he's done. But again, the takeaways in this game tonight for me. You lose three fumbles, three turnovers that are turned into 14 points. You're sacked four times today. And when you play like that, you know, those little things, you don't get a call maybe once or twice. You overthrew a receiver not once, but twice. In the red zone, you go 4-for-4. But yet, you have two or three field goals. So you exchange 7-for-3. You don't get a two-point conversion. And that's the frustrating part about it. Phillies have played the first half. Man, when they scored and made it, when they went for two, that place was dead.
Yep, it was silent.
I mean, you
like a library.
I mean, they were looking at each other like, what the hell just happened?
Yep, yep. And that quick strike ability, you and I were talking about it at halftime, that as a Badger fan, it does have to excite you a little bit. How many different times down two scores coming out of the halftime locker room saying, okay, we're going to probably have five possessions. So we're going to have to maximize it because it's going to be a slow burn to get all the way down the field. It doesn't necessarily have to be that way. And somebody already on the talking texter coming on in with Tanner Mordecai forgoes his entry into the NFL to come back and build up his resume. Not working as I see it. He doesn't look like NFL material. A couple of those throws are NFL throws. The rollout to his left to reset and fire it on over to Skylar Bell in the corner of the end zone. That's an NFL throw. The one to Bryson Green. Hate to say this. We'll watch it probably tomorrow. There's a lot of NFL players that are missing that throw as well. But you don't win a whole lot of games when you don't make that big-time throw at that exact moment.
Two thoughts in my head tonight after this game and how it all ended up. What Fickell has said is this. He said, one, we have to close out games. You mentioned it before at the top. They were 1-4 in games last year. Mm-hmm. In the weight room, everything. That was a point of emphasis. Okay, they didn't get that done tonight. First half buried them. But the other thing that Luke Fickell has said, the goal is to be good at the end of the year.
Yeah, amen.
The goal is to be good at the end of the year. And based upon what I saw tonight on a tough place to play and a much better opponent than what they played last week, it's tough when you lose a game to say, did you get better from week one to week two? I'm telling you, I think they got better from week one to week two.
Yeah,
and that's all you can ask for,
and,
right?
And they got better between quarter three and quarter four, three and half four of the games that they're playing under Luke. And this is one of the reasons why I'm excited to be doing this. No exaggeration. Don't take any offenses. I've been doing this for a quarter century. Been talking about Badger games like this for a long time. You've had a lot of these types of moments when the first loss of the season's like,
we're done.
The season's over.
We're done, yeah.
Far, far from it. If this was make or break, if you're not one of the final four at the end of the year, this season's a complete loss. Everything is still right out in front of you to do exactly what Luke Fickell said, be able to play for a championship, because they're going to be pretty dang competitive in all of these games.
This is why you hang in, okay? Badger Nation at the end of the first half was going to run the DC out of town.
Oh, yeah, Mike Tressel's house was already
up for
sale.
They were lined up.
Yep.
They had moving vans on reserve.
He was going to be on Mayflowers,
right?
On out of there in the middle of the night.
Lo and behold, they looked like a different defense in the second half, right?
Yep.
Now, you could say they had to do that out of necessity, or maybe one of their better players came back. I told you it reminded me of the Big Ten championship game where they're beating Ohio State.
Yep.
And we're like, all right. And Chris Orr gets hurt.
And he was the best player on the field.
He was the best player in the field.
Yep.
And they were a different defense after that. I'm not saying that Jordan Turner is the best player in the field defensively, but he's pretty damn good.
And allowed them to do a lot more things, right? It allowed all three of them, John Mehta, Turner, as well as Chaney, to all trade off. And I think Hunter Woller was also a part of that. Be able to trade off as the spy to Ward. It looked like maybe it was Waller's turn on the run on that final drive where Ward brings it down inside the one, and it's ultimately the dagger with Watson diving in two plays later. But it feels close. It feels like they're close, and they are a work in progress, and all those things are a lot.
perspectives. And the truth is an ugly mess. We're an instrument of liars. More sex, more drugs, more guns, more thugs. They're gonna make an America. More sex, more drugs, more guns, more thugs. They're gonna make an America. More sex, more drugs, more guns, more thugs.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
There's no one home here. I'll testify. He can't win the prize. That long is died. Here come the bleeding heart. Decide. On the scene he shines. Give me this fight. But I don't give a damn. And I'll wave to you as I'm marching on. On my way to heaven.
Level Down and Apathy, Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. We are local music. Love that new album from Level Down. I wish they would do some more shows. They need to play out more. They don't play very often. I know they're busy. They got a family. They got the band and everything, but play some more shows, please. Thank you. Fiberweed, before that with Lid. Skin Tone started that set off. Cannot wait for the matinee concert series happening at the High Noon Saloon Sunday, September 24th. Skin Tones, Fiberweed. And the Drunk Drivers. The Drunk Drivers are coming to Madison for us, folks. Very excited about that. Get your tickets right now at high-noon.com. All right, we've got Nick standing by for us. We're going to get him on the phone. He's from Sabotage. Have a chat with him, see what's going on. Let's do the Brash Menagerie right now. His clown suit. I thought we were unplugged from politics on Max Inc.
How many times will you try to steal an election? Undermine the moral standards of a nation. Pander to hate in a bright orange clown suit. Idiocracy rooted in senseless brutes. And a ring, conducting violence while his circus cronies hurl beanbags on
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Sure, the home seller's market is hot right now, but that means many people are jumping at the first offer. When you sell with the most trusted name in real estate, the Aaron Weber Group at First Weber, you're guaranteed the hottest offer, making you the most money for your home. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, your local realtor, friend, and neighbor, has your best interest in mind and wants you to make the most of this amazing time to sell. Bring a little heat to your home selling experience with Aaron Weber Group and move to Madison.com.
It's a Max Inc. Concert Showcase. Hey all, Jimmy K here. Join me as I broadcast live from the Dark Star Art Bar in Madison, Saturday, September 16th, 6 to 9 p.m. Then at 9, we rock with Sky Urchin, The Vipers, and the debut of Peacemaker. Sponsored by Herbal Aspect, Cannabis Elevated at HerbalAspect.com. The Max Inc. Concert Showcase, Saturday, September 16th at the Dark Star Art Bar. Presented by Mad Radio 92.7 FM and Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. We are local music.
Pursuing the truth wherever it may lead. The Todd Alba Show, weekday afternoons from 1 till 3. Join the conversation. Get involved. The Todd Alba Show on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Let's meet at the Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen, handcrafted in Sun Prairie, Wisconsin. Enjoy lunch or dinner on the patio with live music and good times. The Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen, 132 Market Street and online at fullmilebeercompany.com.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
After You Were Gone, that is brand new Sabotage on Max Inc. Heavy. We are local music. Hope you get to hit the podcast page at civicmedia.us. Just click on the Max Inc. radio page. Max Inc. Heavy, the regular Max Inc., live in the Devil's Lair. All the interviews busted out for you right now on the Max Inc. radio page at civicmedia.us. On the phone with us is Nick from Sabotage. Nick, good evening. Welcome to Max Inc. radio.
Good evening to you, Jimmy. Nice to be on your show.
Nice to have you on the show. Let's kind of start by the history of Sabotage. I guess talk about how it started a long time ago in Bulgaria.
Yes. So, yeah, me and my brother, back in high school, we formed this band. And actually, the founding members of the band were our cousins. And we wrote most of our songs back then between, let's see, it was probably 1996 and the time we graduated in 1998.
And this was in Bulgaria, correct?
This was in Bulgaria, yes.
Okay. And then when did you all come to Madison or Wisconsin?
So I immigrated here like 17 years ago, and we decided to pick up the band once the kids, you know, we had our families and everything. My brother also immigrated here, so we're both around. He lives in Middleton, and we picked up the band once the kids were a little older, and it's been going now for the last 5 years.
That's a great story. As far as songwriting, do you take a lot of content with your story about immigrating to the United States, or perhaps memories of back home, back in Bulgaria?
So the songs that we put on the album, and I'm sure we're going to talk about that, are mostly written back in the day when we first started the band. So whatever influences we had back then, in my lyrics personally, I talk about relationships, love, and the social aspect of our life. So yeah, this is basically our main topics. And not to run ahead of you, but the idea for this album was to pay attention more to what's going on in our world these days. You see the war in Europe, in Ukraine. Actually, the cover is a picture that a friend of mine took from Ukraine. So, see the world. This is what's going on. Just take a look at around you and pay attention. This is what we want to carry on as a message to everybody.
The new album is called See the World. And I was going to ask you about the artwork, actually. So let's talk about that. That's a photo from the war zone in Ukraine.
Yep. That's an actual picture a friend of mine took over there, yes.
That's it has to be hard for you personally and your brother too to know about this war, and you probably know about a lot of the tragedies that come out of the war more so than the average, you know, guy like me.
Yep, it's a terrible, terrible situation. Just unbelievable that people these days are just like they always have been, unfortunately. But the war in Ukraine has touched me personally. My family partially is from Ukraine. My wife's from Ukraine, so it rings a really, you know, a really sensitive note in me.
I'm sure.
But as far as the artwork, yeah, like I told you, it was a friend of mine who sent me that picture, and I thought that it really would be nice to incorporate this in the album and the song that See the World is, if I can say so.
I'm holding my beer up for you right now, hoping for an end to this craziness that is happening in your homeland in Ukraine.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Hoping for the best there. I'm sure all our listeners are too.
Yep, exactly.
Where did you all record the album at?
So we recorded part of the album in a studio in Portage. It's called Set in Stone Studios.
Okay.
We started there. We recorded the drums, the vocals, and the bass. And our guitar player recorded his guitars at his home. Our drummer, Dan, he has a degree in sound engineering, and he mixed everything up after we were all done.
What was your most challenging day in the studio?
You know, I had to go record the vocals for four songs back in December. and none of the band members came. I was just by myself and the sound engineer there, and it was difficult for me. You know, I wanted to hear some feedback, and I didn't really have that, and this was probably the most difficult thing that I had to face personally. And then I had to re-record some songs with the band present because they didn't really like what I did by myself.
Well, they should have showed up to coach you in the first place, you know.
Yeah,
that's great. I mean, that I've, you know, going into a studio, and when you're used to singing with your band behind you, exactly. Then you know, singing to a track, that has to be a little different. As far as this album itself, what's the story that the album as a whole tells? See the World.
Well, besides the word that we talked about, you know, another, it's basically what influences as the music, you know, what kind of message the music brings in us. Like Fear, for example, is a song about the fear that we let grow inside of us, inside our minds and our souls, and it controls everything that we do. And just kind of hoping to carry a message of hope and of like hope that people would let go of this fear and just be free and you know, believe in their dreams. It's something that I personally believe in.
It's a great message for. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, thank you. Sorry to interrupt you. Yes. Also, some of the songs were written by my brother, and like I said, we re-recorded them now and made them public.
Well, the songs sound great. Let's talk about the band itself. You all have just gone through kind of a lineup change. Talk about or tell us who's in the band right now.
Okay, so right now we have Tristan on solo guitar. He's been with us since 2018, I believe, and he's a very talented young fellow. We're very happy to have him. Dan joined the band last year. He's the drummer, and he has contributed tremendously in popularizing the band. He created our website and keeps bringing more and more to the table to get us out there. So my brother, Svetlin, he's the bass player. He, as I said, was the founding member of Sabotage and unfortunately has decided to quit the band after our last gig coming up this weekend.
Oh, no.
Yes. And I'm Nick. I'm on vocals, yeah.
And so you're going to be looking for a new member to join the band sometime soon.
My brother gave me notice. He said that he was not happy with the direction of the band. He was not happy with what we want to continue doing and focusing on, and he decided to quit, which I have respect for, and I wish him all the best and success in his future endeavors. But having this notice, we have already found a bass player, and we are continuing with the band as it is.
Perfect.
Our new bass player is Brian. He joined basically like 3 weeks ago, and we are already rehearsing with him, and we have a gig coming up with him October 21st in Brooklyn.
Nice. And that's the Mad Farm Moto in Brooklyn. Is that the is that at Main Street Music?
I have never been there. We just got invited and we said, sure, why not? I have no idea what the venue is like.
Nice. And you know, we're recording this interview on a Wednesday, airing on Saturday, and Saturday you're actually playing 301. So as this interview is playing, you're probably rocking Studio 301 in Portage right now.
Probably just about done. We are supposed to go on stage at 8:30. I know that these shows usually are delayed a little bit, but yeah, basically at that time.
The punk rock start. Hey, Nick, yep. Nick from Sabotage is on the phone with us. I really appreciate your time tonight. If people wanted to get more information, wanted to connect with you, and more importantly, get a copy of the new album, See the World, how do we do that?
We have a website. It's sabotage.band. It's a pretty easy name to remember. People can listen to our music on all platforms. It's available everywhere. We will have CDs at our concerts. So this is something up for grabs for people who are into this type of carrier. And yeah, that's about it, I think.
Absolutely. Nick, it's been a pleasure. I look forward to meeting you in person sometime soon. Thanks for coming on Max and Kevy with us tonight. We appreciate you.
Thank you so much for having me, Jimmy. It's been a pleasure and looking forward to more. Thank you so much.
See the world. It's Sabotage on Max and Kevy Civic Media. We are local music. That's Sabotage on Max and Kevy Civic Media. We are local music. Thanks to Nick for calling in tonight, telling us his story, the story of Sabotage. It's definitely an inspiring one for sure. Make sure you get the music, Sabotage, in your ears at all the streaming networks. Download the music as well and buy some merch from the band too. They like that. How you doing, everybody? I'm Jimmy K. I'm out of here. Thanks for listening tonight. Really appreciate your ears. Coming up next week, I will be live at the Dark Star Art Bar. I hope you get to join me. I'll be broadcasting live there 6 to 9 p.m., getting geared up for the big show there that night, the Max Inc. Concert Showcase with Sky Urchin, the Vipers, and the debut of Peacemaker. It's going to be a great night. Once again, I'll be broadcasting live 6 to 9 p.m. Hope to see you there.
presented by Herbal Aspect, our friends over there, Cannabis Elevated. You can shop them online right now at herbalaspect.com. Rocker and Terry Barr will be in studio. They'll have a bunch of guests. I know Katner Hurricane's on the show next week. I think Pancreatic Steel is playing live at the Devil's Lair, so that's going to be pretty cool. These guys were playing Riff Raff Fest tonight. I'm sure they rocked the house out up in Wausau. Thank you to Brittany for doing the live remote thing, too. Here's some Cold Black River to take you out of heavy. It's Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. We are local music.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
This local musical interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio, the Rousers. Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
Have you Googled yourself lately? Are there negative posts from an ex-employee or from a former client? Maybe an outdated news article or sensitive personal information about your family? Search engines don't always get it right. For right or wrong, it's your reputation on the line. That's where Reputation Defender by Norton comes in. One of the most trusted names in online reputation repair. Reputation Defender has been fixing people's search results for over 15 years. Their cutting-edge approaches help you to wipe away unwanted information in your search results. They also promote the good stuff, so that it rises to the top, helping you put your best foot forward. Your good name is too valuable to leave to the whims of a Google algorithm. Take control with Reputation Defender. You can start by getting your free reputation report card at reputationdefender.com or call 800-401-6681 to speak to an expert. That's 800-401-6681.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media.
ABC News.